The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! Welcome back to another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. Thank you, Doja. Welcome back. Week 6 recap show. Flying solo today, just me. Got to go over the wonderful week 6 that I hope you guys had. I, not so much. I went 2-3 on the weekend. Daniel had a good weekend with 3-2. So he had another winning weekend. Shout out to Daniel. I don't know where he's at. I forget if Daniel's supposed to come up on Mondays. He's got to be like the worst co-host of all time, if I'm being honest. Because I don't even know when the fuck he's going to be here. He like just kind of shows up, whatever. I don't know. I got to get his schedule. I got to figure it out. Because he knows we do a Monday podcast, so I thought he came in on Mondays. Is he not? He's not here. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Chris. Is he? All right. Okay, well, it's just me. But whatever. So I went 2-3 this weekend. Daniel went 3-2. Biggest story from week 6 that the only thing that's really on my mind is obviously Cowboys-Eagles. A lot of thoughts on that game. It meant nothing. I swear to God, it meant nothing. We are playing with house money. I keep seeing Eagles fans that are like, oh, yeah, Cooper Rush was the man until you guys played us. It's like, no, you fucking dumbass. That's not what anybody was saying. People were like, God, we're robbing wins right now. This guy rattled off 4 wins in a row. We're 4-2, and our season is intact because, not because Cooper Rush won football games, but because he didn't lose them. Our defense obviously won the football games, but you got to give Cooper Rush his credit for not losing the football games. And that's all that it was about. And if we would have beat the Eagles, the last undefeated team in the league, on the road, Sunday Night Football, Cooper Rush going in there and beating the Eagles, that would have been just like, that would have been like winning the Powerball. It'd just been icing on the top. But we're fine with it. It's no problem. You Eagles fans and you Eagles, you guys realize you're peaking way too early, right? You know, this is a very long season, you know? So it's like, it'd be 6-0, and it's just like, I don't know. You guys can't think that this is going to end well for you guys, because it's not. You guys are going to absolutely get your asses beat. Christmas Eve, down in Dallas, might be for the division. Cowboys plus 540 right now. If you want to go put a future on the Cowboys to win the NFC East, it is plus 540. I think it's worth a sprinkle. I really do. Now, I took a shot last night on the Cowboys plus 6.5. You know, they came out in third quarter. They made some corrections. They started to get some pressure. It helped that, you know, their Lane Johnson or whatever his name is went out. So, you know, that was a big hole that the Eagles were missing on the offensive line. Started to let the Cowboys get after it a little bit, but it just wasn't enough. Coop throws another pick. It just wasn't our night. Wasn't our night. But it's fine. It's not even a big deal. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan today, I haven't seen any like the Eagles coach, the Sirianni guy, yelling on the sideline, that's game, fuck you. It's like, dude, what? Have you been here before? Are you peaking this early? It's week 6, my guy. It's week 6. I'm embarrassed for you. Eagles are going to crash and burn. And I can't wait. Because then you guys remember this podcast. People, it's Eagles Super Bowl. No, Eagles are 6-0. Dummies. Every time you see a team start the season like this, it never ends well. It never ends with them holding the Lombardi or even getting to the conference title ever. So, like, give me a break. That's game. Fuck you. Okay. All right. We'll remember that come Christmas Eve. We're beating your fucking head in. Because we will beat your fucking head in on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry. If you're an Eagles fan, I'm sorry. It's just like, you guys are absolutely not even going to win this division. Not a chance. You guys should have blown us out last night, and you didn't. You had 3 picks. You had 3 picks, and you scored, what, 20? What was it, 29? I forget what it was. Basically nothing. How many times did you start out on your side of the field? And that's all you could do to us? Like, come on. You guys should have routed us. You should have routed us. Well, there was a 9-point loss with our back 26 points. You pick us off 3 times? You're the best offense out. Shut the fuck. If you're an Eagles fan, got to be disgusted with yourselves. Honestly. But yeah, so those are my thoughts on the Cowboys-Eagles game. I really don't give a shit that we lost. I really don't. All this was just playing with house money. The quarterback controversy, like, you guys really believe that? Like, give me a break. We're trolling. We're out here trolling. Everybody knows this is still Dak's team. Everybody saw Cooper Rush playing quarterback. You know, you knew it wasn't the most fancy, like, point-driven thing out there. But it was just the fact that he wasn't losing games. It's not that people are like, oh, now he's not good enough. It's like, yeah, he never was going to carry the whole season, you dipshit. But the fact that we were rattling off 4 straight victories or 4-2 our season is intact because Cooper Rush was able to step in and we were able to win football games still. Now it's like Dak's going to come back and this team's going to get rolling. Rolling. I'm not going to say it's our year, but it's absolutely our fucking year, man. It is our year. Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. Jesus, I can't believe finally it's happening. It's all happening. Shout out Twin Peaks, official sponsor, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I do apologize, went 2-3 this weekend. Can't win them all. You can't come in here and do 4-1, 4-1, 5-0 just every week, you know? You're going to stumble. Luckily, I didn't go 1-4. Luckily, I did go 2-3. Let's see. Let's run them down real quick. Cowboys plus 6.5 was a loss. Almost got that backdoor cover. I thought I was going to backdoor cover. They had a shot. They kicked a field goal at the end because they were down 9 and they needed to score twice. I was like, go in, baby, go in. God, if they would have went in, I would have backdoor covered. Oh, man, you wouldn't have heard the end of that. I did cover with the Bills. Excuse me, Bills minus 2.5 on the road in Kansas City. That was a pretty boring game. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't that it was boring, but it seemed boring because of, you know, the lead up to it and what happened last year in the playoffs when these teams met. So, but anyways, Bills get it done just like we thought they would, 24-20 on the road in Arrowhead. That's a big win for them. They cover 49ers. I don't want to sit here and suck the Falcons off like the Falcons are just something, because I'm not sure if they are. I watched this game. I watched the 49ers-Falcons, and it did look like the 49ers were just kind of like dead tired. They were just kind of like out of gas a little bit. They didn't have anybody on their starting defensive line playing. Bosa's out, so I ran into a bad spot. I just made a bad pick with 49ers, but I'm not going to upgrade the Falcons a ton or downgrade the 49ers a ton over this. The 49ers got their ass whooped. I'm not denying that. They lost by 2 touchdowns. They lost 28-14. But if you watch the game, it was just like 49ers just didn't have the gas. Sometimes teams, they just don't have the gas. A team that did have the gas was the Patriots, plus 2.5, or plus 3 I had them against the Browns. I didn't need any points. They won that game outright, beat the shit out of the Browns, 38-15. And, oh my God, I should have been 3-2. I had the Panthers plus 10.5 against the Rams. The Panthers have the ball on like the 4. They're down, what were they down? 24-10. They have the ball on like the 4 or something like that. They're about to score a touchdown and they throw an end zone. There's nothing worse than when you're about to get a backdoor cover and they throw an interception in the end zone. And it's just like, fuck! They were right there. They're on the 4-yard line. Just run the goddamn ball into the end zone. Give me this backdoor cover. Let me have a winning week. But unfortunately, the Panthers throw a pick, and they lose that game by 14. So that's how I went 2-3. Daniel, Bengals win. Jags lose. Jets win. Jets win over the Packers. Man, one, it exposes. Packers are bad. Packers are real bad. But I also think the Jets are kind of a wagon. I'm not going to lie. Cardinals. They lose, and he had the Bills, they win. So that's how he went 3-2. Daniel is now 15-13-2 on the season. That's 52%. Or no, that's more than that. Sorry. It's it's around there. It's right around there. 53%, I think, is actually what it is. I moved to 18-11-1 on the year, and that is at 62%. So still above 60%. I'm not going to beat myself up too much. I felt really good about the games this weekend. They didn't go my way, at least not all of them. I still pulled out a 2-3, so I minimized damage, if you will, for the weekend. I know a lot of people tailed me this weekend and got smoked. I don't know what to tell you. That's a part of the game, all right? That's a part of it. If you're going to ride with me, you got to ride with me. If you're going to fade me, you got to fade me. You got to pick a side. Some of you guys are trying to go back and forth with weeks that you're fading me and tailing me, and you're fucking yourself up, honestly. Like, you can't figure out which weeks I'm on and which weeks I'm off, and that's not my problem. That's your problem. That's your game that you're playing with yourself, not me. Don't bitch to me about it that you can't figure what week I'm going to be hot and what week I'm not. That's up to you. It's not up to me. What do you want me to do about it? Monday Night Football, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Broncos, Chargers, who cares? Unless you're a Broncos or a Chargers fan, I'm not. Okay, I will watch the game. I will. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not. But man, it's ugly. And just because it has the Broncos on it. And I'm so tired of watching the Broncos because they're so terrible. I'm absolutely going hard on the Chargers. I don't care. I will never in my life put money on the Broncos. This Broncos team is disgusting. Watch they go off tonight, but whatever. If they do, they do. 6 weeks in, it's just like this Broncos team looks like the worst football team in history. So gross that they get to play on Monday night. Disgusting, honestly. NFL has to be embarrassed by the scheduling. They've had some really terrible Monday night and Thursday night football games. I thought last night, Sunday night football, it looked like it was going to be terrible, but, you know, Cowboys come through like they always do, made it a game, made it interesting, saved the Sunday night. But yeah, Monday night football, Broncos, Chargers, gross. I'm betting Chargers. I think they're at minus, what are they at right now? They're at -4.5. Opened up at 5, now down to -4.5. That means money's coming in on Broncos. Yeah, right. Suck me. Ain't no way. Chargers 4-1 against the spread, by the way. Also, shout out Falcons. Falcons with that win over San Francisco. Not only is it a win in the regular column, but they also moved to 6-0 against the spread. Keep that in mind as we head into Week 7 next week. What are some things for Week 7? Looking ahead real quick, what games do we got? Lions-Cowboys, that'll be fun. How about the Giants, huh? Giants upsetting the Ravens, that was big. That was real big. Giants are 5-1? Yikes. They're a wagon. God, these games next week kind of fucking suck. Chiefs-49ers, that shouldn't be too bad. Bears-Patriots, ugh. Colts, Titans, eh. Thursday Night Football, Saints, Cardinals, eh. Lions, Cowboys, eh. Week 7 kind of looks like it sucks. Not going to lie. What else do I got? I think that's pretty much it. Not a lot to go over. 2-3 weekend, not the greatest. I'm not going to run from it. Not going to hide. Not going to cry. We're going to move on to Week 7. We're trying to get the wheels back on this bus for Week 7, okay? You guys gamble responsibly if you're going to bet on Monday Night Football. If you're going to bet on Monday Night Football, I fuck with you because you're a real degenerate, and good luck to you. I'll see you. I'll be back later this week with Week 7 picks, okay? Have a good week.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.